a shaky time for some chief executive officers. The boards at a number of major corporations have dismissed their CEOs over the last few years. And those companies include Time Warner, American Airlines, Ford, Enron, WorldCom. But Jennifer Reingold of Fast Company magazine says bad decisions, weak earnings, and poor stock prices don't necessarily mean a chief executive will be fired.
We looked at some of the worst performing companies in the S&P 500 and noticed a couple of what we call Teflon CEOs who, no matter what happens in their companies, have managed to hang on to their jobs.
And they are?
We have Walt Disney's Michael Eisner, who started off with a terrific performance and in the last several years has basically given all that up and more. Peter Karmanos Jr. of CompuWare, Robert Waltrip of Service Corporation International, which is a Houston-based funeral services company, and finally Patrick Ryan, CEO and chairman of Aon Corporation. He's been in his position for 21 years.
Eisner at least had some performance early on. What about the others?
In all of these cases, there was some early excellent performance. In the case of CompuWare, Service Corporation International, and Aon, these guys essentially built their companies from nothing. In fact, that's part of the reason we think they keep their jobs. There is sort of a mystique of the founder. I think it's something that really paralyzes a board of directors when they sort of feel that they owe the company itself to their performance. But that doesn't necessarily hold water in an era where these guys have severely underperformed both the market and their peers, and enough is enough.
Well, have they just overstayed their time, or have they been victims of bad luck?
Well, of course, that depends who you ask. When we spoke to representatives from the company, I think bad luck was one of the things we heard the most. Certainly, there's been an economic downturn here. Everyone has had to deal with that. These guys have dealt with it less successfully, shall we say, than others.
We should point out that these people haven't stolen from their companies or done horribly illegal things, to the best of our knowledge.
But we are, I think, being very fair in pointing out that chief executives are paid huge sums of money to do a certain job, and that if they aren't able to do that job, they should be replaced by someone who is able to do the job. And let's talk about compensation here. I mean, Michael Eisner, in the last 5 years alone, has been paid $706.1 million. So that basically makes Dick Grasso's pay package look like peanuts. And Dick Grasso, for one, was never looked on as someone who had done a poor job at any point in his tenure. He has been kicked out because of his pay. And yet, he looks like a piker next to Eisner.
You found that each of these persons has something in common. Each is the chief executive officer as well as the chairman of the board.
When you have a company where the CEO is also the chairman, it gives them an added amount of power. They have to answer to the board as a whole, but there's no other person really who can challenge their power. And then there's a fear in an environment of economic insecurity that we're seeing now. What happens if you replace these guys and someone else does a worse job? I think that, you know, there's a real paralysis right now. The board members are afraid to do maybe the gutsy thing instead of trying to do what they think is the safe thing.
Jennifer Reingold is a writer at Fast Company magazine. Her article, CEOs Who Should Lose Their Jobs, appears in the October issue.